station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hey, I'm Archie of Pep Boys Service Tech. Now in stock, Michelin tires, known for their durability, innovation, and lasting performance, backed by the Michelin Promise Plan.
For a limited time at Pep Boys, get free installation on four Michelin tires. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Now through November 16th. Four tire installation required. Receive value of free installation by Visa card by mail. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
The Christmas shopping season is just around the corner, and Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans has lots of great items that would make terrific presents. Western boots and work boots are their specialty, and with over 4,000 pair and 20 different brands to choose from, you'll find just the right pair. Why order some boot brand you've never heard of when you can come to Cowboy Corner and pick out a pair of boots that you can see, touch, and try on? Since 1957, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans have been your source for boots and Western apparel for the entire family. 3698 Goodman Road in South Haven.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional the process can be, and I know some lawyers just want a more expensive fight. So let me tell you about Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill. It's not one of those big national firms. Justin is a former first baseman for the U of M who won't back down, but understands that slash and burn lawyering isn't always the best way to produce the result or the bill that anyone wants. Thomas White and Gill has male and female partners and a range of billing rates. It is experts in divorce, custody, adoption, and wills and estates. To contact Justin or to see what the firm has to offer, go to memphisfamilylaw.com.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Advance Financial will cash any check for any amount. Money orders, payroll checks, government checks, insurance checks, out-of-town checks, and those hard-to-cash checks. Advance Financial will cash your check when no one else will. We always say yes, and no check is too big. $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. Any check, any amount. Visit one of our 24/7 locations or online at af247.com to get the cash you need today. Advance Financial. Welcome. You should see me
in a crowd. Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Watch me make a bow. One by one.
Chris Moore gonna join us at 125. He's a four-star forward. From West Memphis, making his choice not this Friday, obviously, because of the White Station High School career fair, but the next Friday, he will be announcing his decision and signing a letter of intent. Memphis is one of three finalists. We'll get the skinny on that decision with him at 125. But before we do that, Memphis tips off their season all that is possible, all that you can dream about. Penny Hardaway talking about national championship. You got the fourth best odds in the country for a national championship. You got the number one player in the country in James Wiseman, who is healthy, who is going to play tonight. All of that comes together under one roof tonight against the unfortunate souls of South Carolina State. And here's the question, you know, because I hear dissenting opinions. You know, we started this thing 5-6 months ago. Everybody was losing their minds, right? Everybody's losing their damn heads about, oh, my God, Memphis basketball is back, baby. Woo. Memphis basketball is bike.
Woo-woo.
And now it feels a little bit like people kind of are scared. People are kind of just a little bit nervous. It's like that first time, you know, you don't know exactly what to do. You know, it feels like a little bit like that, I'll be honest. It's been so long. And so this is my question, and this is our question to you. What are your expectations for this roster? What is acceptable in terms of performance to you? Is it Sweet 16? Is it Elite Eight? Is it, hey, if they just compete in the conference and make a tournament? Where are we? I need to know. What's the pulse of the fan base? 535-3776-535-ESPN. I will tell you mine.
Give it to me.
Sweet 16 or better, got to be. I mean, that looks like winning the league, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be honest with you, what's acceptable to me is winning the conference. It's not particularly a good conference this year. You know, UCF has come down. Temple has come down with the departure of Fran Dunphy. You know, Wichita State, as hot as they got last year, they lost one of their leading scorers. I'm blanking on his name, but he got kicked out of the program or left the program. And then their starting center, Jamie Eschenik, he's missing the first month of the season. So we know Greg Marshall can coach, but I'm not necessarily scared of Wichita State.
Mm-hmm.
So the teams that I'm looking at, South Florida lost Alexis Yetna.
Yetna's out for the season.
You know, I know that hurts. That hurts because they have six first teamers.
Well, Duke was the one that belonged. Belonged.
Yes, agreed. Yes, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
But that's a huge blow for them. Huge blow for them, no question about it. So to me, you're talking about two, maybe three. And I'll give Cincinnati the prestige award. I'll say they sneak into the tournament, but I really think you're only worried about Houston in this league. And honestly, with what they lost, you should be able to win this conference. Like that's just how I feel about it.
Like Quentin Grimes averaged 30 a year at Kansas.
No doubt. Like they're getting Magic Johnson. You know,
I know he's
from
good,
Michigan State. My goodness. 535-3776-535-ESPN. What are your expectations for the Memphis Basketball Tigers this year? We go to Rodney, who is James Wiseman's mom's mailman. Rodney, you're on.
Exactly. Because you know what the thing is? Let's give him 5 years, and then that don't work out.
What?
Hello?
Rodney, yeah. You were talking to James Wiseman's mom?
No, man. Listen, man, I think the Tigers should – For it to be not a disappointing year, I think they should go to Elite Eight or Final Four. You know what I'm saying? Anything short of that, for me, it'd be disappointing. But, you know, I'm not going to crucify them.
Right.
But they should listen. They got all the hype. They got the right coach. They got a coach that's a teaching coach from, Phoenix, from the NBA.
Yep.
And Penny has had another year under his belt to realize his mistakes from last year. Those guys competed last year. Even when they got down 20 and 30 points, they fought back and made it a game. You know, so if those guys had to fight then, you still got a couple of those guys still on the team. And if they had that kind of grit, and we only lost to Tennessee by 10 points, and we were had a little short point guards, 5-6 and 5-7 point guards, Tyler Harris, I think that we're in for a great season this year.
What's the line on James? You know him so well. You know that fam. What's he averaging this year? Points or rebounds?
James probably going to average about 16 and 9 or 16 and 10. Because you got a lot of balls that need to be going up in the air. James ain't going to be getting all of them.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, Rodney.
Rodney, thanks for the call.
And your deliverance of James Wiseman.
535-3776-535-ESPN. What are your expectations for the Tigers this season? We go to Murray. Murray, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Murray.
I'm expecting an exciting season. You have some great players over there. But, you know, they're young. Got to remember that they're young.
Yep.
I've seen some of these guys play, but they're young. Got to remember, never been in a 20, 30,000-seat arena. Some of them have. Some of them haven't. There's a different atmosphere when you're traveling on the road. So with the talent he has, I'm looking for big things, but don't be mad if they lose about seven.
I'm telling you, hey, if they're playing in a 30,000-seat arena this year, that will have meant they're in the Final Four. So I will take it.
Right. So I'm just saying is that what I'm trying to show you is that in the midst of all this going on, everybody's won two losses and everything, it's going to be some grit and grind with this. So I want everybody to calm down a little bit, take a little air, a little breath, and look at what's going on. You don't have senior leadership. You don't have any junior sophomores that's been there. If you go back and look at most teams that's been there, they have people that's left over there, five stars, four stars, and been there on a team that has reached to the Final Four or the 8 or the 16 or even gotten in the tournament from through experience. And that's the only thing I fall short of is that they don't have leadership.
Penny. That's true. They're going to need some leadership from him. Hey, Murray, thanks for the call, man. 535-3776. 535-ESPN. Let's go to Jersey D in Collierville. Jersey D, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Yo. Jersey D.
Hey, I'm 51 years old. I do know basketball, and I respect your opinion. But just like this caller said, we have where our team is dependent on a whole bunch of freshmen this year. So my expectations is I think that we'll get by the first round in the NCAA tournament, maybe get to the Sweet 16, but that's it. But I would be just shocked if we go any further than that.
Shocked? You shouldn't be shocked. You shouldn't be shocked that the number one class in the country goes further than the first round of the tournament.
Come on, Jack. You saw back when Wichita State some years ago had all the experience and they were supposed to beat Kentucky was supposed to beat them. They didn't win because Kentucky had their team was very young.
Yeah, but that was in the Final Four. I mean, that was in the Elite Eight or the Final Four. I mean, so like you're saying, you're going to be shocked if they get past the first round. I mean, that's silly. You shouldn't be shocked at all.
I said shocked if they get past Sweet 16. I think.
Oh, Sweet 16.
No, the Sweet 16. Oh, okay. That's what the first round. I expect them to win that. But you know, I'm rooting for them. I'm from Jersey and. Been here over 20 years, man, so, I support the team.
Don't get scared, Jersey D. That's what
Jersey,
I tell you.
Thanks for the call, man. 535-3776-535-ESPN. No. Memphis is going to struggle with those Wichita State type of teams that they have, like, five seniors.
I think the last two callers have hit on something. This team's young. And right, and so predicting them to win that, they're trying to rein it in. Much like Leonard Draper Sr. has been telling us, you know, you don't want to put too high expectations on a young team. That said, I don't see it. Sweet 16, Elite 8, I don't think any of us, because of the talent level, would be shocked. I don't know, maybe if you talk about, again, a team that has the fourth best odds of winning a national championship, if they get to the Sweet 16 and Elite 8, I don't know if shocks or, but to his point, that part I think is absolutely fair. You want to, you know, this is a young squad. You don't, you know, come out here and think they're going to lose just one drop, one game, or go undefeated, which we heard some on game day.
Right.
Did you hear Reese Davis talking about it like five times? Yeah, it was like, hold on, Reese. And so that idea, I think, is putting too much on folks.
535-3776-535-ESPN. What are your expectations for the Memphis Basketball Tigers this year? What's acceptable? What kind of outcome is acceptable for you? We go to Telly. Telly, you're on.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man.
Good, good. I'm going to be a little different than those last callers. I'm hopeful that they don't have any more than four losses, that they win the conference, win the conference tournament.
Yep.
They have at least two players, if not three, first-team all-conference. James Wiseman being player of the year in the conference.
Still with you.
And at least getting to the Sweet 16. And, you know, with some luck, because you have to have luck in that tournament. You just do.
Yes, sir.
Get to the Final Four. I would love that. I'm not expecting that, but it wouldn't shock me.
There you go.
I think you about nailed how I'm feeling.
Telly, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody here should be afraid to dream big or even expect big. When you have the number one class in America, to me, it's silly not to have high expectations. You know, when you have the number one pick in the NBA draft projected, at least as of today, by Draft Express, it'd be silly to not expect big things from him. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Right.
That comes with territory. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Tony downtown. Tony, you're on.
Hey,
Hey, what's going on? I guess with being Leonard Draper's nephew, I agree with my uncle. I think this season is going to be some highs and lows. But, I mean, you want to see your team clicking right there before March, and I think that's what you're going to say. I think it's going to be a little ragged start off because, I mean, these guys don't know some of this territory. So, you know, but it's, having said that, I think Sweet 16, you want to know you won at least best 16 teams in the country.
Agreed.
Anything past that, hey, that's just money in the bank.
Yep. Tony, thanks for the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Got a tweet from TJ. TJ says, we keep mentioning the number one class should get you further than the Sweet 16, but most number one classes are combining with older players. We have 2,000 minutes of previous experience between Tyler Allo, Isaiah Maurice, and Lance Thomas. It's a little different here. I said Sweet 16 would be sort of, you know, if they do better than the Sweet 16, right, that's gravy. But I said Sweet 16 is sort of the minimum. And the reason why I say that is because of the 20 teams that have given the most minutes to top 50 freshmen since 2006, two have won the championship, Kentucky and Duke.
Right.
10 others have made the Sweet 16 or better, and only three have missed the NCAA tournament altogether. Now, obviously, there's some first and second round exits mixed up in there, but I think what you're seeing is 50%, basically, 50% of these kinds of teams make the second weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great odds. Those are great odds. I will take those odds. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. We go to Adam in Midtown. Adam, you're on.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Good.
Feeling good.
Look, we got to follow what Penny says. National championship or bust. We want all the smoke, right?
Penny did not say that. Penny did not say, like, this is how the things get twisted. Penny never said national championship or bust. We got to just make that clear.
That's fine, but he did say national championship, so that's what I'm going with.
I got it. Appreciate the call, Adam. Now, he says he did not say that, so there is a little bit of debate.
But we went back and looked at the quote, right?
Yeah, he said, when I look at this team, I think national championship. But, of course, he came out and said after that at the AAC Media Day that that is not what he said, or at least not what he meant to say. It's up to you to decide, man. I don't know. Did he guarantee a national championship or not? You tell me.
Yeah, did he guarantee it? He certainly didn't guarantee one.
Yeah.
He said he looked at it, sees that thinks they can win a national championship.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that
at
all.
What Penny is saying he didn't do was guarantee a national championship.
Right. 535-3776-535-ESPN. What do you expect from the Memphis Tigers this season? They kick off their season tonight against South Carolina State. Wayne, you're on.
Hey, gentlemen, I really want to say this because after I say what I'm going to say, the world probably going to hate me, but I love y'all show. You're number one in my book.
Why would the world hate you?
No, what I'm about to say, my comment. Oh. And I know the real reason that if we don't go far, it won't be because of Wiseman or the boogeyman or anybody. The reason we won't go that far is because of Anthony Penny Hardaway. He hasn't proven to I was at the both of the exhibition games. He stands up there with his $10,000 suits on, with his Jordans on, and, I mean, this is my opinion. Just let me get it out. And he's not coaching. He's not yelling. He's just standing there. I mean, you're going to see, mark my words, Wayne from Whitehaven, when the games are close, we're going to find out what Penny got. Penny is going to lose more games than the players are. I expect Final Four if he get it together, but Penny cannot. He need to he's not like Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, kick his legs back like Wes. Penny need to be hooping and hollering at these players. I was at the game with Lamorne on, I'll be through, gentlemen. Lamorne on offensively got more rebounds than we. That's sad. That is sad. This was a disgrace. But he's sitting on the sideline with his
Rick
suits on.
Are you hating on that man's suits and the Jordans?
No, I'm not. No.
Suits look nice.
You missed it.
Okay.
You're missing the point.
I'm not. I'm just saying. You're getting on his suits awfully hard now.
Yeah, but I mean,
I hear your point. Yeah.
The suits are nice.
I'm not messed up about you wearing the suits. Open the suit up. Yeah, hoop and holler. Get a tag. Your tape. So, I just want that, gentlemen, I enjoy your show, but remember my words, Wayne from Whitehaven. When the games are close.
Said Penny can't coach a lick, is what you said. Wayne from Whitehaven, is that right? Penny can't coach a lick.
Right now, how do Lamorne on a Division II, Division III team out-rebound us?
Because James wasn't in the game and they didn't take the exhibition seriously.
Is that what it was? Okay,
yes.
Tonight, I'm going to look at all the stats because we playing Hamilton High School tonight, so they should win. Gentlemen, I enjoy your show. I listen to y'all at work every day.
I appreciate
Remember,
your
I
call.
Told you my last time.
I'm writing it down.
Penny need to get. He need to hoop and holler. This is that. Don't he still hoop and holler? Yes. Roy Williams? Yes. Penny? No, he just stands up there and just have his hands above his head like, what are you doing? You need to be. I can't use the words
year,
he needs to
use. This is year two, Wayne, thank you for the call, brother.
Wayne, appreciate the call.
I like
appreciate,
Wayne.
Appreciate the compliment. It's year two for Penny. It's his second year as a college head
coach.
And
he made the NIT last year with a bunch of holdovers.
And, I mean, did we not like what the staff did last year? Here's the other thing I would say to that. Is that the idea that Penny has got to hoop and holler?
Right.
I know where he's going.
Right.
Like, to get his point across.
Yeah.
Well, because that's what Kay and that's what Cal does. We know that Penny can relate to these guys in a way that
his style others can.
His style is different. Right. Penny's never been, in terms of what we've seen, in terms of publicly.
Yep.
Right. That guy that's going to try to embarrass a kid.
Absolutely.
Or put a kid up to get publicly during the game. Now, will he, you know, not trying to, but he's going to say his piece and on the radio to say what he's going to say about keeping down, all that.
Yep.
But during a game, you haven't seen him undress a kid.
Right.
Not that I've seen. I didn't see it at East. I can't remember seeing it at AAU where he's going to undress a kid in front of those 18,000. Right. And so I have. And the idea that he's got to do that to be successful, man, this is year two, right?
Yep.
It's a little bit too early to be coming. But to his point, the one thing he was right on is that Penny hasn't proven it yet.
Right.
We've said
right.
This is a prove it year for him.
It is.
You've got all your pieces. That part is absolutely fair. What we can say though is we like what we saw last year.
Yep.
Now that he's got all of his pieces, yes, it's on him to prove that he can coach this thing. Man, he hates Penny's suits though.
Penny's suits are awesome. I mean, they're exquisite suits.
That wasn't his point.
Let's go to Terrence, who's calling from Raleigh. Terrence, you're on.
Raleigh.
Listen, I think Penny is right for this team.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to give him a chance. You know, this is game two, and we hollering about rebounding.
They're gonna rebound.
When you insert Wiseman in that lineup,
it's gonna change everything.
That's going to change everything.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they're going to may have more rebounds because Wiseman is going to change a bunch of shots.
Exactly.
Make them miss a whole lot.
Right.
So it's going to be more opportunities there to rebound. You ain't got the hoop and holler. Your hooping and hollering is in practice.
Right. No.
You get in there behind and practice.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's not really – that's just not Penny. Like, Penny's a quiet guy. But yes, Terrence, appreciate the call, man. By the way, I don't even think we're in the "you got to give the guy a chance" thing. I mean, I think everybody pretty much. I think people maybe question like how good of a coach Penny is or what. But I think people were generally impressed with the job he did in year one. You know, getting the most out of that team.
Yeah,
you know?
Beating Greg Marshall twice.
Yeah,
with a team that's got half of Tubby's guys.
Like,
on
this
it.
Is not like the referendum on Penny time as a coach. Like that. That's not where we are. 535-3776.
The scouts against UCF, which I know you know.
ESPN. Yeah, exactly.
The entire staff had a lot to do with Mike Miller too, but those were tremendous.
No doubt about it.
Some of their best games.
Let's go to. Let's have a few more. Let's go to D. D, you're on.
Hey, what's up with you guys?
Man,
I love hearing you guys, listen to you guys every day, man.
Appreciate
Thank
it, boss.
Listen, man, I got two things. One about the Grizzlies and one about the Tigers. Most definitely the Grizzlies are going to be quick. This year is not about winning. It's just only about developing them players.
Mm-hmm.
Morant, the young core we got, and then hopefully we can get a top three pick and get one of these electric two guards that's coming out this
I'm
year.
With it.
Because we need a backcourt that can carry us.
Yep.
Big man is cool, but we know the backcourt is the future of the NBA. And an electric two guard to go with a pass-happy John Morant and an athletic John Morant, better for us. But for the Tigers, we didn't have the number one recruiting class, I guess with Josh Pastner. But we know that this is a different recruiting class. And we also know that James Wiseman is most definitely going to be a top three pick. And that right there is a difference maker.
Huge.
Just relax and enjoy this, Tigers. Man, we back on the map. We getting recognition. Everything is going good. Let's stop being Debbie Downer. This season's going to be what this season's going to be. We're going to enjoy this season because it's going to be a lot of winning. It's going to be a lot of winning. Who don't like winning?
Who doesn't
when
like
it's
winning?
Over with, when it's over with, hey, we might celebrate. If we don't, we might be disappointed only momentarily because guess what? We just survived Tubby Smith.
That's right. That's right.
God's passing us.
That's
you
right.
You understand what we just survived?
That's right. We'll get through it together.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, Tiger fans. Tigers. I love you guys, man. I'm glad I got in.
Appreciate the call. And then we're going to do last word on this before we get to Chris Moore. Let's go to Suzanne. Suzanne, you're on.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
You take a call from a woman?
I guess
all
we do.
All day long.
All right. I enjoy this show on my lunch every day.
Thank you.
I think this is going to be a great year for the Tigers. I think we're going to lose a few, maybe four, five, or six.
Okay.
But I think in the long run, this is going to be a great year. And if we don't get to the Sweet 16, I'm telling you, it's going to be a disappointment. But I think we'll be there. I think we'll be in the Sweet 16, and we may go further than that.
I like it, Suzanne.
I like your confidence,
Thanks
Suzanne.
For the call.
You're dead on.
So I think pretty much everybody that we've taken calls from today pretty much agrees that Sweet 16 or better. I think everybody kind of is on the same page. They expect Sweet 16 or better. There are a few who are kind of nervous, but for the most part, it sounds like Sweet 16 or better is the expectation.
I think that's where it should be.
Yeah.
Second weekend. With this kind of talent, you should be at least in the second weekend. One of our callers made a great point. You've got to have some luck to move ahead. There's no question about it. That's got to be a part of it, too. We know that the more experienced teams, too, those typically are the ones that win it. But fourth best odds to win the whole thing. I would tell you, there's no reason to be scared here, and you're adding what potentially should be the number one pick in next year's draft tonight to what you've seen already. So no need to get worried till there's reason to be worried, right? Only reason right now is the only thing I would tell you right now is to dream big.
That's right.
Because that's what Penny Hardaway's telling you to do until further notice, right? Until you see something to be worried about.
Exactly. Thanks for all the calls in that segment. All right, when we come back, Chris Moore is a four-star forward. He pushes school buses. He is making a decision, not this Friday, but next Friday, between Memphis, Auburn, and Arkansas. He's a four-star forward from West Memphis. We'll get his thoughts on sort of the process, what he likes about each school, and more. That's up next. Don't miss it. Back in a minute, Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' game day station.
Oh, operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Live from Beale Street, Reese Davis.
We're really looking forward to it.
It is Kirk Herbstreit from game day. It has been a week-long party, and he joins us now. Hey, Kirk, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Please now welcome on Desmond Howard.
I'm excited to get to Memphis.
And B.B. King was wrong. The thrill is here.
Game day only on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made stance shirts. And now, it's where I get my custom-made stance pants because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made stance pants. And here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about stance custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose five-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a two-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
This is so nice. By just using code DELIVERY to get our groceries delivered for free from Walmart means there'll be no Thanksgiving shopping for us.
Goodbye hosting stress. Hello, recliner.
Wait, don't we have to pick up some guests from the airport?
Actually, I just ordered a ride for them.
So they're getting delivered too?
You could say that.
It's kind of like we're getting all of Thanksgiving delivered.
Delivery is the best.
Use code DELIVERY to get three free deliveries on groceries. Walmart. Save money. Live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires March 31st, 2020. Delivery available in select areas.
Downtown Dining Week celebrates its 11th anniversary November 11th through 17th. Join Memphis's most popular dining experience for a week of great eats at prices that can't be beat. 60 downtown restaurants are offering three-course dinners for just $20.19 and lunch specials for $10.19. Restaurants like Barware, Sage, Grecian Gourmet, Aldo's, Hugh, Felicia Suzanne's, Majestic Grill, and many more. Go to downtownmemphis.com or visit on Facebook for more info. Sponsored by Coppola Winery, Herradura Tequila, Tanqueray, and your local distillery, Old Dominic.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, one out of six vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Chris Moore is a four-star forward out of West Memphis High School. He's announcing his college decision next Friday. It's down to Memphis, Arkansas, in Auburn, and he joins us now. Chris, what's going on, man?
Nothing. How's everything going?
Man, everything is good in Memphis.
Appreciate you joining us,
appreciate
brother.
The time. Lots to get to, but I gotta ask you, man, because it's been on my mind, how many other kids in your school can push a school bus?
Not that many. Not that many at all.
Was that the first time that you've, thought about it? Have you done it before? What made you want to push a school bus?
Well, it was just it was a part of our workout. And, I'm one of the biggest on the team. So our coach was talking about pushing the short bus. And, I said, no, nah, bring me the big bus. And you put it in neutral and I just pushed.
Not the short bus. Dang. Around here.
Nah,
that's right.
Nah, not the short bus.
All right. So, listen, you got a big decision. You got Memphis, you got Auburn, you got Arkansas. Let's just kind of go through these. What do you like about Memphis? I know you've been on campus several times. You'll be on campus tonight for the game. It sounds like that was a report according to Drew Hill. What do you like about Memphis?
I really like Coach Penny Hardaway and his coaching staff, the great coaching staff that he put together. The things he's doing there, the recruiting class, and bringing everybody in from the area, and a couple of other guys from the West Coast, bringing everybody in and making everybody feel like family. That's what I love about it most. Sometimes you don't want to go to a college and feel just like a player. You want to feel like you can talk to your coach about anything, and that's what I'm kind of intrigued by with Penny Hardaway and his coaching staff.
And then a little bit about Arkansas and Auburn, if you don't mind, just what you like in terms of the situations at both schools.
Arkansas is a great culture. I live in the state. And, just going up there, being in the hills, it's amazing. The campus is so beautiful. And, the players are so welcoming up there. And even the coaching staff as well. And, they have a lot of experience behind them as well.
When I compare the three coaches at those, the energy level, right, with Muss and with Pearl, it's in your face, right? It's, man, it's Chris, we need you. And Penny's a different kind of cat with that level. But I imagine he lets you know, though, just like them, that's your priority. How much different is he than some of those other guys with that energy? Is it different with Penny Hardaway?
Yes, it is, because, Coach Bruce Pearl and Coach Musselman, they're all about energy, mm-hmm. If they're up tempo, they believe. I'm pretty sure for their philosophy is if they believe they're up tempo, then the players gonna get up tempo right with. And Penny, he's just a different guy. Sometimes, being coached by somebody that's actually been in their level and somebody you see that's still being known from this day, he don't gotta do the extra. not saying it's a bad thing, but he don't got to do the extra part. You know, all you got to do is just say one word and people going to believe him.
Right, right.
We are, of course, talking to four-star forward out of West Memphis High School, Chris Moore. He's announcing his decision next Friday, Memphis, Auburn, Arkansas. Chris, you're kind of in an interesting spot because you're technically a resident of Arkansas, but it's like West Memphis, which basically kind of is Memphis. So, like, are you an Arkansan? Are you a Memphian? Like, how do you kind of identify?
It's really hard. It's hard for me to even answer that question because, you know, I don't know if I'm an Arkansan because I'm 5 hours away from the actual college, but,
right.
You know, I'm Memphis is like 15, 20 minutes away, but, you know, we're not at Tennessee, so it's hard. Okay, it's hard to answer that question.
No doubt. So you have
interesting.
How many games have you seen of Memphis? How many have you gone to both exhibitions or just one?
I've been to both. I watched them play Christian Brothers, and I also watched them play the Ball Knowing.
Okay, so obviously no James Wiseman in those two games, but what would be the Chris Moore scouting report from what you saw in those two games from the Tigers?
They're a great up-tempo team. What I love about them, about watching them play, those guys, you know, the way they communicate on defense, and, you know, it's not too many defensive laps about their team. You know, they all play, you know, for one another. It's not no – even though they got the number one recruiting class in the country and a lot of five stars, it's not where I got to score then I got to score. No, it's like playing Golden State Warriors ball. They all moving the ball, sharing the ball, and, you know, letting everybody eat.
No doubt. So in terms of your fit with your potential fit with the University of Memphis, what's kind of their pitch to you? Like, how do they see you fitting in Memphis? Like, what's sort of the way that they've presented your role to you?
Coach was telling me about that. I could be, you know, I could come in there and make a quick impact from a leader standpoint, you know, getting guys involved and, you know, keeping it, you know, being an energy guy. He thinks that they're missing an energy guy, and he thinks that if I come there, I can be an energy guy, you know, somebody to keep the tempo up, you know, somebody, you know, not always having, you know, just the coach, you know, sometimes having a player coach on the floor, you know, he loves the way I communicate with the teammates, you know, on my leadership.
Yeah, I got to go back to that West Memphis question just because I'm really curious about it. Is there for West Memphians, right, is there a sort of pride in keeping it separate, you know what I'm saying? Or because for so many of us Memphians, right, we just want to lump y'all into the pot. But I imagine that having your own identity, hey, we're West Memphis, Arkansas, yeah, how does it go over there? You know what I'm saying? Do you have West Memphians telling you, hey, remember, you're from Arkansas, or do you just consider it part of? Or is it completely separate?
I think it's completely separate. Mm-hmm. I think it's usually where your family's from. You know, some people have more family in Arkansas. Some people have more family in Memphis right here. So, you know, it's kind of in between. That's how it is.
So you're announcing next Friday, huh? You're doing it. Are you doing it in the Performing Arts Center there at school?
Yes, sir. And I'm not sure if it's going to be the exact date Friday, but it's for sure going to be between the 15th and the 20th, for sure.
Okay, gotcha.
I would have that posted out on one of my social media accounts.
Okay, so it may not be the 15th, but it's going to be sort of between the and the plan is to 100% sign a letter of intent.
Yes, it is.
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, man, been a pleasure to talk to you, man, and good luck with everything.
Thank you for this, brother.
Thank y'all so much.
Yes, sir. He is Chris Moore, four-star forward at West Memphis High School, who, as far as I'm concerned, could go ahead and fax that thing in right now. I mean, is there a lot of drama? I don't know. Maybe you guys think there's a ton of drama. You know, I don't really think there's a whole lot of drama with that one.
I mean, he seems like, you know, it feels like Memphis is the leader in the clubhouse. Sure.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what do you think about Memphis, man? It's like family, you know, Penny Tails, I can come in. What about Arkansas and Auburn? Yeah, cool. You know,
I mean, he knows he's talking to the Memphis station.
Of course. I'm kidding. I mean, but yes. I mean, I definitely.
I'm not trying to handicap it.
Oh, for sure.
Like those other two are close.
Well,
it doesn't feel like.
It's definitely like it is interesting though because he's there in Arkansas, yet it doesn't feel like he feels that Arkansas pressure. You know what I mean? Like he might if he was a little closer to Fayetteville. You know, probably feels more pressure go to Memphis. Honestly.
Well, what I thought was interesting. I've never been able to ask that question. It never even come up to me. But it sounded like his answer was depends on where your family is, right? What you most claim. Right, if a lot of your family's grown up mostly in Memphis and y'all just, you know, you're in West Memphis, then you claim Memphis. But it sounds like it can sort of lead to some tense moments in terms of what you're repping.
Yeah.
In terms of, right, you with them, you with us.
No doubt.
At times. I know we just lump Keith Lee as in typically as in a local prospect.
Yep.
We just call him, hey, that's local because that's Memphis over there. And, you know, you wonder if those guys even consider themselves that. Or if no, you're coming across the – I'm an out-of-state prospect. Either way, it sounds like he really likes Memphis.
Yeah, it was hard not to, right? I mean, you're 15, 20 minutes from campus, right? I mean, your family's right there. It's a quicker drive to the University of Memphis than it is to the University of Arkansas or Auburn, right? I mean, it sets up a little bit better. And honestly, like, he is the kind of player who would get run next year based on just sort of what he brings.
What's the last West Memphis Hooper? Has there been one since Keith?
Sonny Weems?
Sonny Weems did not go to Memphis, bro.
I mean, I thought you just meant from Memphis.
No. The last West Memphis Hooper to pick Memphis.
Well, Keith Lee then, right?
I think it is.
Yeah,
had is to be. I'm trying to think. Have we had one in between that I'm missing off the top of my head? Not off the top. I can't think of one.
I mean, how many West Memphis players have there been? I mean,
Bray had some players through there. Weems probably the last big time one.
Yeah.
NBA caliber, certainly.
I mean, it's not like West Memphis is exactly known for being a hotbed, bruh. I mean, you know, for basketball.
They'd give you Keith Lee.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean,
produce Michael Cage.
Here, I'll do
Corey Brewer.
Notable people. Corey Brewer?
No, he's somewhere else in Tennessee, no? Corey Brewer's a high school in Tennessee somewhere else, wasn't he?
I think you're thinking it's a different Corey Brewer. It's not that Corey Brewer. It's not the Florida version. This is another.
Oh, it's a different Corey Brewer.
Yeah. You're thinking of like the journeyman in the league, right?
Yeah,
like
yes,
the
that's long guy that went to Florida. Didn't, right? Did
yeah,
I
no,
go,
this
that
is not this is not that Corey Brewer.
Oh,
no.
Cage, I didn't know there
Marcus
was a
Brown.
No, the Corey Brewer you're talking about, the Corey Brewer you're thinking about is the one who was from Tennessee and went to Florida.
Right. I'm interested in who the other Brewer is and how far he got.
Well, he went to Oklahoma. He got drafted. I mean, so it's not like he was a bum. B.B. King was from West Memphis. Apparently, according to Wikipedia, Keith Lee, Sonny Weems. I mean,
Where's Cage?
Michael Cage.
Marcus Brown. Does that sound familiar?
Sound like a football player.
Marcus Brown was a three-time All-EuroLeague selection.
No, not familiar.
He was drafted in the 1996 NBA draft, went to Murray State.
Was not familiar with him.
Yes. So, anyway, I think, obviously, Keith Lee was the last West Memphis product to go to Memphis. And I think Chris Moore will change that in the history books.
Football is big over there, though, right? I mean, they got a lot of football players.
It's a town of 12,000 people.
All over there, to your point, they've all got indoor practice facilities. High schools that all have indoor practice facilities over there. They take their football so seriously over there, bro.
Oh, yeah,
big
for
time.
Sure.
I covered them for a while. Lenny Dauch was the coach I covered. And Bray, who won titles for West Memphis, Larry Bray, who I believe now is the athletic director, if I'm not mistaken, came over with Chris on the visit. And is married to Nikki Bray. He used to coach at Central and everything else. Know
gotcha.
The family very well. I'm sure he's given Chris some good advice on his decision.
No doubt. Thanks to Chris Moore for joining us. Really impressive kid.
No doubt.
Not just because he can push a school bus, but especially because he can push a school bus. Not the short bus either. The full length.
He said, "Go get me the big one."
Yeah, I don't want the no shot bus shoddy over here.
Well,
okay?
That's what you were on at White Station.
I was. I was not on the short.
For the non-optional kids.
I would not get on that. All right.
I'm just messing with you, bro.
I would just assume
we don't
go
want you dropping any more S-bombs, so I'm going to back off here.
We almost got through a whole show. We almost got through a whole show without me cursing, and here you are.
Man on the short bus, he about to drop one.
Well, you know, that's just one of those sensitive spots. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN. Broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM. And in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
Memphis, 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 Memphis. Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant. Murray State University.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. All the names and games.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage in fun and warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun. With new Flash Instant Games, loaded with cash prizes, play today, and you could win up to $1,000. In a flash, the new cash-packed Flash Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers can win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile play slip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your play slip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing, plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the expert with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry. These specials won't last long. So call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
When it comes to your internet, good enough doesn't cut it. Xfinity Internet, internet's better because it streams better. Yeah, you heard that right. Introducing Xfinity Flex, a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place so they're not scattered across a bunch of apps. It's searchable with your voice, so all you have to do is say, play romantic comedies, and it plays romantic comedies. Plus, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies. Search less, watch more. With the voice-controlled streaming device that's made for you. It's not just easy, it's effortless. And now, it's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and add a Flex 4K streaming device for no additional cost. It's two amazing services for the price of one. Go to Xfinity.com/Flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're at an amusement park on the first hill of the biggest roller coaster in the state.
Oh boy.
Your fear of heights was more than enough reason to never get on in the first place.
Acrophobia, schmacrophobia, that's what I say.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico, because not only could Geico save you hundreds, but they're also the second largest insurer in the country. Now that's a track record you can trust.
Wow, I can see my house from...
And since Geico is available 24/7, it's no wonder customers have the faith to give them a 97% customer satisfaction rating, which is more faith than you have going into that second loop.
Eyes on the horizon! Eyes on the horizon!
So, as you notice you've been tensing muscles you never knew you even had, you can at least relax knowing Geico is always there for you online or over the phone. Now, if you could only get off this ride.
Okay, need a little help. Think I might have pulled something. Okay.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of two tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4720.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Are you looking for a stress reliever? Why not a massage or facial from Massage Envy Spa? With four convenient locations, you can go today. Our licensed massage therapists will melt your stress away. Or for more pampering, try our special services, including chemical peels and microdermabrasion. Massage Envy Spa in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue. And our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to feel better. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
Hey, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with changing weather and shorter days, you really need reliable brakes. So stop in and have them checked by one of our pros. Your safety is important to us. That's why Pep Boys installs long-lasting Wagner brakes for your car, pickup, or SUV.
And right now at Pep Boys, save up to $60 on a Wagner premium brake service package. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So visit your local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got the new ones down there. They got the 2020 Jeep Gladiators. They are awesome. Like a Jeep with a pickup bed. That's what they are. They're unbelievable. They got more. They got small SUVs. They got large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Whatever it is you need, they got you covered out there on the lot. Price starting at just $29.90. And they got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. Car buying process should be fun. It should be a good time in your life, and it always is out at Landers. They got a great team, friendly team. They'll get you taken care of. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. So before we get to checkout time, we had a bit of a development in sports radio, certainly in our company today. Mike Francesa is walking away from his Drive Time show, and it sounds like he's going to transition to radio.com. He, of course, has been on WFAN for quite a while. He retired, and then he came back, and now he's leaving again, but he's going to do radio.com. So we'll still have him in the company, it sounds like. But, you know, Mike Francesa, many people say, I mean, if you've seen that 30 for 30, many people say Mike Francesa is the reason why you and I are here today. That is what people say.
I guess.
And listen, I don't know if the events of yesterday might have expedited the departure. Don't know. But in case, do we have those clips, Brad? Do we?
The fart?
The alleged fart.
I'm sorry.
No, we don't want to accuse. Mm-hmm. But we're going to give you. We're
gonna, Gase and fart.
We're going to give you a clip. Mike Francesa was talking about Adam Gase yesterday on a clip. And this happened. Just listen closely.
Okay, this is the okay.
When you were ripping Adam Gase, you
This is his reaction. That's the one we have to play second, Brad. We have to play.
I don't usually make rash decisions with coaches. I try to be reasonable. I understand what their livelihood is. I understand how much time they put into it. I've been around a lot of coaches. I understand how much work they put into this, especially NFL head coaches. But when you cannot function.
Now, did you catch that?
Functioning as a franchise.
It doesn't sound like Brad caught it.
Brad did.
Brad, it's like
there was a little pooter in that pause.
Yeah, I absolutely heard it because. Yeah.
Can you run that one back, Brad?
Yeah, I'll run it back.
Because it's at the 20-second mark.
Pooter in the pause.
This, especially NFL head coaches. But when you cannot function.
Yeah, that's a fart.
Now,
that's a fart.
Now the second part of this clip is he was doing a show later. And this amazing 2 minutes happened. We probably can't play the whole thing, okay. But we can just give you a taste of how Mike Francesa responded.
When you were ripping Adam Gase, you know, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were. The Daily News came out with an article that you ripped a fart. I just want to know your point on what you your.
What are you talking about? I mean, I don't know what you're just a moron. I mean, now Mons, what are you sending me a headline that says what? They actually wrote a headline that said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a second. I'm going to read the headline.
This is
Mike Francesa appears to rip, fought while ripping Adam Gase. Now, here's the thing. The five-minute warning, which Anthony tapes in the morning, first of all, I it didn't happen. It's a complete lie, which Daily News lies all the time. Secondly, Anthony has to tape that and put it up. If we had something happen, why would we put it up? It's not on live.
So this is like the most serious response.
He's just really defending it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
Whoever denied it supplied it. I mean, that's kind of the that's the philosophy here. He's too vehement about it.
I think the giveaway is that the intake of air before the outro.
Yeah.
Like, did you hear him taking a breath?
Yes.
And as a result of doing that, there was some gas that had to be released.
No doubt.
Because you brought in oxygen.
A skillful farter would have talked through the actual exposition of the sound. You can talk through that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So anyway, that's that will no longer be available on WFAN.
He's stepping down because of this, or just
no? He's not stepping down. No, no. But it's just the timing is pretty funny. The timing is pretty funny. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Okay. Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Well, this one's easy. We're all gonna watch South Carolina State get abused is what it feels like is going to happen. James Wiseman is playing, ladies and gentlemen. That's something we can all get excited about. The number 14 ranked University of Memphis basketball team tips it all off tonight, 7 p.m. against South Carolina State. I've been asked a million times, is this game on television? ESPN3, y'all. And you can, if that's TV, it's, if you want to call that TV, that's TV. So you got to go online. ESPN3 for your Tigers, South Carolina State tonight.
I am interested in seeing this 8 o'clock ESPN first release of the college football playoff, the selection committee rankings. So this is the 8 o'clock show on ESPN, and it'll have Kirk and Joey
between
Galloway.
Between the two basketball games, I think they've got it planted.
It's right exactly right. So they have, the I guess, the early tip, like 6 o'clock, and then they'll do the Kentucky-Michigan State game after it at 8:30.
Right.
That's sort of the timeline. But in between, yeah, they get Kirk out there, and they roll out the top four.
That's right. So, what else is there to check out tonight besides big? Big 19. Ticket, the long-awaited, much-anticipated debut of the Unicorn. We've had to wait through the Bahamas. We've had to wait through the exhibition
That's
games.
A lot of waiting, you're right.
The wait is over. 7 o'clock tonight, FedEx Forum, Big Ticket, the number one player in the country, 7-footer, number one pick in the draft, projected right now, makes his debut in a Memphis Tiger uniform. History, don't miss it. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss that. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's game day station.
Tennessee.
Live from Bill Street, Reese Davis.
We're really looking forward to it.
It is Kirk Herbstreit from game day. It has been a week-long party.
I'm good, guys.
Please now welcome on Desmond Howard.
I'm excited to get the message.
And B.B. King was wrong. The thrill is here.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Are you hungry? It's time to get kooky at Kooky Canuck, home of the world-famous Cucamonga Burger and 34-ounce $5.99 ice-cold beer. And plenty of TVs to cheer on our Tigers and NHL games. Come and get your kooky on, downtown or in Cordova. Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Remember the first time you gathered the courage to ride the beast? Climbing the stairs as it roared by, filled with anticipation, and one last chance to turn back. life, obstacles can stop you in your tracks. But with a bank like First Horizon behind you, with a deeper understanding of your path, you'll be amazed at your ability to rise above. See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw.